Okay, Rabbosa, before we begin with our weekly parsha, I just wanted to reflect for a moment. Tomorrow is the secular date, Lamin Yonam, is January 1st. And for many of us, we recall we were 1 year ago, January 1st, 2020, was the Siyum HaShas, the 13th completion, the cycle, learning a Daf Gemara every day. If you learn one page a day, how many years does it take to go through one cycle of Daf Yomi?
Seven.
Yeah, 7.5 years. So it was a freezing cold day. It was quite painful, actually. It's not apikorsis to say. It was actually quite unpleasant, the weather conditions. You're sitting up there. I was up in the high seas with my kids. And I had a runny nose, and it was cold, and like it wasn't so geschmack. It was not so geschmack out there in the freezing cold. But I guess the organizers wanted to have a large turnout outdoors, so that's where the location was picked. The previous one before that was, I think, in August 2012, if I remember correctly. That one was the weather was gorgeous, and it was so pleasant outdoors, and the singing and the dancing. So this was, the one I'm talking was 1 year ago, tomorrow will be 1 year, the end of January 1st of this year was the Siyum HaShas. In 2012 was the 12th. It was such the pleasantness of it and the inspiration. I walked out of there a changed person. It was amazing. I remember I took a group of my Talmidim in 2005 to the that would be the 11th cycle. It was a Continental Arena. That was in March 1st, 2005. One of my Talmidim sent me a picture. He still has the ticket. He said, thank you. Jack Leniato. He sent me a picture, and he said, thank you for doing such fun stuff with us. We appreciate it. I remember it. I have one of my Talmidim who was there. This is 2005, going back 15 years ago. Ezra Halawani, he said to me, Rabbi, I never felt more Jewish in my life. Being at the Siyum HaShas, I never felt more Jewish in my life. It's an amazing thing. So we've spoken about, is really the Daf Yomi for everybody. And maybe yes, maybe no. There was a tremendous opposition when they first launched the Daf Yomi program of learning a page Gemara every day. And the idea was as famous, if you look on the Daf, so you have the Mishnah was in Eretz Yisrael. And you have the Gemara, which was written in Bava, which is now modern day Iraq. And you have on the sides of the page, you have Rashi, Germany, you have the Baal HaTosfos from France, you have the commentary of the Maharshal was from Poland, and geographically, all segments of Klal Yisrael united and brought together on one page of Gemara. So Meir Shapiro Zatzal's concept was bringing all of Klal Yisrael together. But many felt, that's it? You're only going to learn one page of Gemara a day? We do much more than that. So you got opposition from both sides. That's usually when you have a good idea and you get opposition from both sides, that's usually a good thing. Because, it wasn't enough learning. How can you only do one daf? And I said, no, that's very superficial. That just if you have a clock, on your market set, go 45 minutes for today's daf yom yishir. So maybe you need more time than 45 minutes to really understand it. Rav Liashev Zatzal pointed out that some pages of Gemara, you can do 10 pages in one day, and other pages need to spend 10 days on that one page. So it's not necessarily, you try to equal it out. But for those who do it, the main thing, as we've learned early this year, is to have a kvius, to have a set time for learning, and the people feel like they have a set schedule for learning. And that's an amazing thing. But everyone has to figure out, when we did the whole sugya of Talmud Torah, we talked about some people, they learn Mishnaya, some want to do Nach. But these Yomi programs are amazing in the sense that it's a built-in sense of responsibility, Nachrayas. You feel like, I'm tired, I'm just not in the mood right now, but I feel like I have to stay on. So for that, it's a tremendous thing. Rabbi Paltiel, he's Lubavitcher Mashpia, he pointed out, Eliav and Ben and Artanya class talk about the Nefesh HaBahamas. It's a tremendous geschmack, the Nefesh HaBahamas, to be learning a Daf Yomi, and to feel a sense of accomplishment, and to finish Masechtas. But on the other hand, maybe it doesn't have to be actually the Daf Yomi. Think about the following for a minute. What if a person said, I'm not going to Daf Yom, a year ago. So what did they go through? People went through, just finished Maseches Erevin, right? That's a hard Masech to learn one page a day and to really understand the concepts. What if a person thinks about, I think Rabbi David Comet, my friend, my neighbor, shared me, he's Rabbi Heichal HaTorah, so he told me from Rabbi Aryeh Stechler, who's in charge, he suggested learn a daf Gemara every day, but it doesn't have to be the cycle. Because if you're learning Maseches Kedushin, so learn a page of Kedushin every day. Chazer one daf in Gemara every day. You're learning Bava Metzia, Chazer that. Whatever Masech the person is learning is to have a built-in Chazor for that. That's a tremendous thing. I like that idea very much of taking, learning a page Gemara, but it could be even reviewing the page you're doing. So then you go, here we are, 1 year later, 365 block Gemara. It does not have to be 365 different block Gemara. You could learn Makos. You could Chazer Makos many, many times. You could learn Baba Kama with Chazorah many times, but to pick something and to do that. So I want to share with you a story that I said over at my son's bar mitzvah this year. It was I'll tell you the story and then I'll share with you what happened. We were outdoors in a tent, it was safe, social distancing, wearing masks. And as I was telling this story, like, there was a jogger apparently who was like passing by our outdoor minyan and like stopped to listen to me tell the following story. You know, it seems like eons ago, but it was January 1st, 2020, you know, 90,000 of us at MetLife Stadium and at the CMS Shas. There were Auschwitz survivors. Remember I showed you the videos of the generation when he had his son, his grandson, his great-grandson, and even the non-Jewish worker, right? They were all, right, and they're dancing together. So the chairman of the event was a guy named Saul Werdiger. So he shared an amazing story. He's the founder and the CEO of Outer Stuff. You guys heard of that? It's like kids sports apparel for all like, you know, major sports leagues in North America. He's a very comfortably financially. He does a lot of, gives a lot of tzedakah. He's the chairman of Agudas. And he was the one who put together the CMS Shas. So I'm reading this quote. I never knew why God put me into this type of business. I have no interest in sports. I can barely name 10 players in the major sports leagues. But 9 years ago, we need a location to house 90,000 Jews who study Talmud. And that's when an idea popped in my head. Let's do it at MetLife. So MetLife is, you know, just down the road in East Rutherford, right? Take a guess. How much do you think it costs to build MetLife? What would you say?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot of pickles. How many pickles?
I'd say just under a billion.
$1.6 billion. $1.6 billion at that time was the most expensive. When it opened in 2010. That was it.
It's not anymore.
Right. That's crazy. So he says like this.
The Rams Stadium is like...
I know, it's also really nice, right? So...
is, I think, the most.
When they're looking for it, he says, my friends thought I was crazy. I called the owners of MetLife, nice Jewish boys, Mr. Tisch and Mr. Johnson. They agreed to give it to us for the CM Hashas. We came to the meeting. We were going to sign the contract and finalize the deal. At the meeting, a man stood up and says he wants to say a few words. He introduced himself as the man who designed and built the stadium for Mr. Tisch, Mr. Johnson, a project would cost me just at $1.6 billion. So listen to what he says. It took me 10 years to design and build MetLife. As I got older, I began to get more introspective, and I started to ask myself, what's the purpose of my life? What did I achieve in all these years? A sense of emptiness came over me. I dedicated 10 full years to build a stadium for what? What's the ultimate meaning? Is this the reason that my soul came into this world? Was it worth 10 years of my life and $1.6 billion? For those 10 years, I didn't do much more. I was feeling remorse. I'm a Jew. And my soul was yearning for some real meaning. But I hear today that the stadium's going to be used to house 90,000 Jews praying, learning Torah together, dancing, celebrating their Judaism, uniting together against anti-Semitism, hate, venom, and committing themselves to bring the light of Torah into the world, I say, ah, now I know why I spent 10 years and $1.6 billion building this gigantic stadium.
Wait, that guy's Jewish?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So I was saying this over, so here I am saying, Rabbi Yisrael, you don't realize the whole reason they built MetLife Stadium, $1.6 billion so we could have a location for the CM Hashas. And like this jogger's like walking back, gave me like a look like, Rabbi, what are you talking about? But let's take a divine perspective for a moment. Let's realize 1 year later how we committed ourselves. Many of us were so inspired by that. But you know, inspiration is great, but it's got to need something to keep that the fire burning. A daily commitment. Bobo, your Heliga ancestor. A descendant, a direct descendant of the Shem Yishmuel, of the Egle Tal, which we learned about. That we should pick something that gives us a geshmak, and that's the Torah Lishma. So, Mirtz Hashem, we look back and we reflect what we're doing. Are we staying true? Have we maintained our commitment to Talmud Torah? And Hashem should help us and give us siyata d'shmaya, we should be zoicha to continue in our daily act of limud HaTorah.